This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. A roadside bomb has wounded four Romanian soldiers in southern Afghanistan as fierce fighting between pro-government forces and Taliban insurgents elsewhere in the country reportedly killed dozens. The spike in violence began a day after the Taliban announced its so-called annual spring offensive, dealing a blow to expectations of a U.S.-led dialogue process with the insurgent group to find a political end to the 18-year-old Afghan war, along with a reduction in violence during this year's fighting season. A major early Sunday morning Taliban attack on the northern city of Kunduz sparked heavy fighting with Afghan forces in the area, inflicting casualties on both sides. At least five people were killed Saturday during violent protests in Somalia's capital city, Mogadishu. Hundreds of drivers took to the streets to protest the recent killing of a motorized rickshaw operator. The protesters burned tires and chanted slogans against government security forces. It was not clear if police trying to contain the violence had fired on the demonstrators or if they were shot by private security guards from local businesses. U.S. President Donald Trump has used a series of overnight tweets to deny that he asked the border control officials to close the U.S. frontier with Mexico and that he offered to pardon the official if he faced legal problems. On Friday, the New York Times and CNN reported that Mr. Trump had asked Kevin McAleenan, then the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border to stop migrants from coming into the United States. McAleenan has since been named Acting Secretary of Homeland Security. Both news organizations cited unnamed Trump administration sources. Earlier this weekend, a Homeland Security official issued a statement saying, quote, "At no time has the president indicated, asked, directed, or pressured the acting secretary to do anything illegal." To keep up with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News.